Okay, we're beginning. So the speech was on courage, and I had two or three good examples in it. First one was about Magellan and how all the obstacles he faced in getting around the world. First of all, he kind of got, just as he was starting to advance, got rejected by the king of Portugal and had to go offer himself to the Spanish, and ultimately ended up getting five ships to try to strip around the world. A couple of them mutinied, and all kinds of bad things happen. He actually does get around the Straits of Magellan, which he names one thing, but the world names them the Straits of Magellan down South America, and gets across the Pacific, first European to sail across the Pacific, and then he allies with, you know, somebody in the Philippines, one of the tribal chieftains over there, and actually gets involved in a little bit of a war and gets himself killed. And there's the eyewitness who was actually a paying customer that had paid to be allowed to come on the trip with Magellan, kind of like somebody paying to go with the astronauts around the world. That's exactly what he was doing then, and paying a rather steep price for it. But he actually witnessed Magellan's death and wrote about it very elegantly. I mean, it's the stuff movies are made out of, and maybe a movie's been made out of it and I missed it, but it's quite exciting. So it really is the story of courage. However, if you look in detail at Magellan's life, there's some controversial things about his ethics and his treatment of people, and, you know, he could be anything from cruel to extremely kind. But another example that I used in it was Calvin. You're familiar with Calvin, the father of predestination or whatever, actually ruled a city in Switzerland. You know, and I use that as an example. Zwingli. And it was just, you know, astonishing what he did. But the way he ruled it, it was with an iron mace. I mean, no question about it. With a great deal of cruelty and unpleasantness all around. And so, although I used him as an example, I wouldn't do that anymore. And when I was preparing for it, some things came to mind that I couldn't use in a speech because I was going to Bob Jones University, which is a very religious college. And I thought about Invictus, you know, not a good poem there. Invictus, you know, out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I think whatever gods may be from my unconquerable soul. Couldn't say that then. And even now, if I say Invictus, you know, I know where my soul is rooted, so it makes a difference. You know, it's rooted right there. My roots are entwined with yours. And with yours, and with yours. Knowing how our roots are entwined, we can do just like the giant oak who knows its roots are reaching down and where the water is. We can know the same thing. And that sort of helps pump that courage up. Just for me anyway. But at the time I was thinking, I wasn't thinking about those roots. I was thinking, when I walk away from this, which is what I needed to do, and which took another year, and that's why I use this example, took another year for me to muster up the courage I needed to do the right thing. Took a full another year. Even though I was acknowledging it, I didn't know how to go about it. Where I'm going, what's going, you know, what am I going to do? Well, someone knew, and it worked out wonderfully well. And I feel to this day like I walked from poverty to unlimited wealth. But it took a year for me to muster that courage. So if you're thinking about trying to muster courage, sometimes it can take some time. So we're going to relax again just for a few minutes to give a few thoughts here. We'll do this a couple of times in events, and one of the events I'll play a music. That's because you got to do it for a long time, and it makes napping easier. So, so we just close our eyes now, quietly, and feel our minds and bodies relax, and we consciously release any concern about today's work or tomorrow's commitments or work, and we clear our awareness to allow new ideas to enter, and just gently focus on them. We'll just take a minute or so to relax and let our minds and bodies focus on our thoughts for this morning's discussions. And when you're ready, just look up. Welcome. Okay. Usually at this time we go around the room and say why we're here. I'd like to do it just a little bit differently today. Instead of going around, I'd like to take that time, and you know, I was kind of meandering about a time when it took some courage. And if you worked a little bit from last week, you've thought of things in your life and events that required courage, goals that you're building now that require courage, so what we are asked to do here in review is, what are some of your current beliefs about change that you've discovered this past week? Well, really more than this past week. In the past couple of weeks that we've been studying this, what I want to do is give people now an opportunity to examine some of those things and your beliefs surrounding them, what you found to always be true, sometimes true, or never true, and just hear some of your own thoughts on it at this time, instead of going around and using the time for each of those intentions things. We know you've been studying this for 2 weeks now and you've been thinking about nothing else. And, so if you'd like to share some of those thoughts with us, that's what I'd like to do right now.
Well, I'll kick it off a little bit. I've been thinking about change and how much fear I have about impending change. Change that I know was going to come and I worry about it.
My feeling is, as I examine change as it's happened through my life, sometimes there's been some upset and some grieving that's taken place, but at the same time, in almost every case, I can find a gift in it. You know, I don't find a gift in my grandparents dying. I just, you know, I'm not quite there yet. But I can see it, you know, in moves I've made or different things I've done that have radically changed my life, that there's always been something in there that I realize if I hadn't gone through this, I wouldn't be here today.
Anyone else have one? You're like, yes.
I found it very interesting that change always takes courage. And I love the topic of your talk. I mean, especially major decisions that you make in your life. I mean, you threat, you deny, you fight, you fake. Not to make the change. I mean, you do whatever it takes. I mean, because it's very scary. Change is unknown. Change you figure out that when you do it, I mean, it's going to bring you something better. But the recent change that I did is I changed my diet. Because even if I have tried everything that it is, I mean, I'm working very hard, eating very healthy, I gained 15 pounds. And I said, I have it. This has to change. And I was really mad, and I said, well, what is happening right now? So I was talking to my sister and says, what's wrong? I mean, this is my breakfast. I mean, I was not doing even 1,500 calories. I mean, the only thing that has changed in my diet is that when I come home at 10:30 at night, because I mean, if I eat at 5, I want to eat something. I mean, that's my comfort zone. And the only thing is I take a little cup of Cheerios and that's it, and I go to bed. Well, I'm unwinding the TV or whatever it is. And so I said, well, you have picked 15 pounds of Cheerios. She made it so mad. And you know something? Okay, I said, that's it. I know that my body, and I know my blood type, and I write a book, and I says, the only thing that really works for me is non-carbs or low-carbs. So I had to do it. And even if I think, I mean, it's not the healthiest thing, I love fruit and everything like that, well, my body, I have to do the change that is right for me, for my body. And it takes courage. That's it. But once you make it, let me follow
that. Thank you. Anybody else comments on change about anything from the... Doesn't even have to be from the last 2 weeks. It can be from next week.
An upcoming change.
I have one thing.
Yes.
I think for me, the fear with change comes in when I forget that it's leading to something better. When I'm focused on what's kind of disappearing and it's feeling like I'm out of control, that's when I start to get a little crazy and cuckoo. But if I kind of refocus and be like, well, you know, I might not know every step in front of me, but I know eventually I'm getting to where I wanted to go. However, whatever path that's going to take, kind of calms me down and I can focus.
I find that when I need to make some kind of a change, that I ignore it and look in any other direction than the change that I need to make. And it's been interesting for me recently because I've been seeing a therapist who keeps bringing it back to my attention, you know? And it's every time that happens, I mean, I go there knowing that it's going to be brought back to my attention again, and it's getting more difficult to ignore it. But change is it's very scary. I mean, it's easy to change the things that you don't need to change. I mean, you know, you say, oh, I think I'm going to change this because this is going to be easy for me. But the things that are really
tough to change are the things that really make you feel fear or make me feel fear.
And I don't like facing.
I've been waking up with it, sleeping with it, working with it 24/7 for the past couple of weeks. And actually before that, I've been totally engrossed in a huge change of everything. And possibly more than I can handle at one time, but I found that during this change in my entire life, I'm growing to appreciate exponentially those things that don't change. You know, the love that I am, the love that I have in other people, the appreciation that I have for all everything in my life that I loved before and appreciated before, I still appreciate now. And so from a new perspective, I have massive change in my environment and everything that I see and live in. I've grown to appreciate that which is absolutely changeless. And so if there was anything good come from the change that I've had in my life, it would be that.
Well, I would like to share with the old habits and beliefs, because I'm realizing that to have the courage to change or to even change from one thing to another is like saying, what do I believe now that I want to change, or as opposed to what was my belief then? Why was I feeling the way I felt, and why do I feel that I need to change? What change? Is it my beliefs? And so, yes, I have been going back and testing my the beliefs of long ago, and as opposed to what do I believe now about this? For example, you know, growing up as a child, and I'm so happy that Erin is here, because, you know, as a child, this is when all the beliefs start impacting, and as you keep growing, you know, the beliefs of the society and of your home and everything just keeps, you know, sort of compacting, and that's who you understand yourself to be. And so I'm looking back at some things that I need to change in my life, and it's so hard to let go. And just the question I'm asking, what is the belief I'm holding on to, why I can't let go, as opposed to what is the belief I have now? Why am I getting the urge to move on, to change? What am I believing about myself, or what am I believing about my situation or experience? And so that is a real eye-opener for me right now, just looking at the beliefs then and the beliefs now, and what is that line that's really pushing me over to my new beliefs.